All right. Yeah, welcome to the program. It is KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It's 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get it going in First Friday fashion here with one from our featured guest today. They're called Loose Loose, and this is Feel the Love.
Tryna make a living. We focus on material, but really don't do religion. Superstition, don't listen to a higher vision. Seeming that it's something that you got that I've been missing. What is it? I can hear it in my mind. I feel it surging through my bones. I can sense it with my eyes. Feeling deep inside my soul. So vividly, clearly rebuking the hate, refuting the lies, erasing the struggle, embracing the trials. I come with the joy, see that it's mine. I think that it's time, but we realize, get out of our pride. Renew the mind and give. Why are you fearing love?
What are you so,
what you so afraid of? Ain't it feeling up?
What are you so,
walking around on empty, let me fill you up.
Possibility, keep it popping with preparation. Keep the hostility holding us hostage. Creations of our own doctrine, praying for options. The essence of Eden in the garden, the planting of seeds exceeds abundantly. What we asking to think of, forgetting, feeling the failure. Calling the sickest that we believe in, that we fighting, the feeling, fighting the fight worth fighting for.
We can fight the feeling of falling in life and living alive. We can fight to live in the light, the way. I can hear it in my mind, feel it surging through my bones. I can sense it with my eyes, I feel it in the deep inside my soul.
So vividly, clearly rebuking the hate, rebuking the lies, embracing the struggle, embracing the trials. I'm coming to the joy, I see that it's mine, I think that it's time. But we realize, get out of our pride, we need the mind to give. Why we fearing love?
What are you so,
what you so afraid of?
There we go. Welcome to the program. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, August 2nd, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands. live in studio performances, sometimes, not all the time, and a rundown of weekly musical events around the area. My name is Mike Hagan. Good to be here with you and glad you're here with me today. Hello to everyone out there and welcome to the show. Beautiful morning. Going to be a real nice day. In fact, it looks like the whole weekend. Great weather, I think. Nice to be in mid-Missouri and not as hot as it normally is, you know, this time of year. So enjoy it. Got a great show in store for y'all this morning. I'm excited to have a few members from jazz, funk, blues, hip-hop, fusion, local Columbia celebrities loose with me. We'll talk with them, play some songs from their new record, and we'll have some fun like we always do every week here on Open Mic Radio. We'll also do a rundown of some things happening around town tonight and tomorrow. It's First Friday, so lots going on around town. Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway. The doors are always open. I love it when people come up and say hi. Swing on by if you're in the area, okay? Before we get too busy, let's say thanks to my pal Bartholomew Bean for coming down last week. Always a blast to spend some time with Bart. He's a great songwriter and a damn good man. So keep your eyes and ears open for the Bean. You never know where he'll show up, and always a lot of fun to hear him play. All right, we're going to play another piece of music in a minute, but we have a special guest in the studio with me this morning as well, and her name is Miss Christine Gardner, and she's got a little event that we've been talking about over the last week or so, and we're going to talk a little bit about it right now. Hi, Christine.
Thanks for inviting me up, Mike.
You're welcome. I'm glad to have you here. What's going on?
Well, a lot of people who live around the central neighborhoods around downtown have a lot of issues.
I hear that.
Have you heard about that? So my house is within the West Ash Neighborhood Association, and we had been talking about the issues that we were confronted with and realizing that they really, there's a whole crescent of neighborhoods that, like East Campus around Benton Stevens and up into North Central and out west, that seem to be, in our opinion, neglected a bit. And so in order to be able to voice these concerns, we had to have some idea of what was going on.
Okay.
So we're going to have a series of meetings, and this is the second one. It's going to be happening on August 10th.
Okay.
And it will be a place where people can come and share their stories and learn about some of the things that are going on, common issues. So there'll be tables there. It's like a come and go thing. You don't have to stay for the whole thing. You come and you go around, and if you want to talk to somebody about, for example, housing, affordable housing, the community development block grant money that goes out for home buying or remodeling,
which a lot of people aren't even familiar with, probably.
Right. Historic preservation. This area is the oldest part of Columbia. You know, my home's about 80 years old now, so it's very closely approaching 100. So this is historic also. People aren't aware of that. You know, we always think of the other part of, you know, as the historic part. But
why?
No, we're historic. Then there's a whole thing about stormwater. We have serious problems in a few areas with stormwater. Actual poop coming up in people's basements. Now, this is like, how can this go on? This is like the 21st century. So we want to find out what's going on for sure. And then together we'll be stronger and we'll be able to go to the commissions and to
the city
and say, you know, this is what we're finding. And in the past, there have been, surveys and, but we've never really felt that we've been, at least I, in my experience, that these neighborhoods have really been listened to. And they're things are only getting worse. The infrastructure is only getting worse. The streets are only getting worse. I mean, it's like corrugated cardboard on some of them.
So where will the meeting be held?
It will be held at 1201 Grand Avenue. And
is that at someone's home or is it?
It's a building that's a clubhouse.
Okay. Yeah.
And we've been allowed to use it for the meeting.
All right.
It's very close. Grand goes all the way to the Business Loop, and it's very close to the Business Loop, that end of Grand.
Okay.
So We will have comment sheets. It will be completely anonymous if you wish. Mm-hmm. If you want us to be able to connect you, maybe with somebody else who has poop in your basement, right. You could join forces. Right. So let me just go through the questions really quickly so people can get an idea of what information we're trying to
collect.
And again,
this is going to be August 10th.
From 10 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
At 1201
Grand Avenue.
Grand Avenue.
Yeah.
All right. One other thing. You said it's the second meeting. When was the first one?
We had one in March. We had one back in March at the library. We were still pulling it all together, so we didn't get a large number of people. But I'm hoping that this time...
There's some more awareness.
Some more awareness. We're getting flyers out. We made some signs. You might see the signs. Mm-hmm. There are a series of signs, like Burma Shave signs, that as you drive by, give the information about the meeting and some of the issues in the neighborhood.
Okay.
So what we want to do is get an idea of where people live, very generally.
Right.
And what do you particularly like about your neighborhood? What is the biggest problem or concern you have about your neighborhood? And if you could improve anything in your neighborhood, what would that be? And how do you think it could be made better? And we're hoping to take this information plus some data we're trying to collect on actual capital expenditures by ward and show the inequality.
Mm-hmm. Where the money's going.
Yeah, and the way the money's being spent.
Okay. Very interesting. All right. Well, cool. I encourage everybody out there.
Yeah, just drop in.
Right?
They don't have to stay the whole time, but from 10 until 1, we will be there with the information.
All right. So 10 to 1, that's Friday.
Saturday.
No, I'm sorry. Saturday, August 10th. So it's a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
1201 Grand Avenue. Who's actually behind it? Is there an organization just a bunch of folks that decided to do it?
Just a bunch of folks, really. Some are within the neighborhood associations. There's about four or five neighborhood associations with this area.
Right.
But a lot of people are not in a neighborhood association.
Uh-huh.
And so anybody... If you live in these areas, whether you rent, whether you live in public housing, whether you have a home that you live in, whether you're doubling up with your cousin because, you know, you don't have another place, you can come and tell us what's going on with you and your surroundings.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks, Christine. I hope people
out
there...
Oh, we're on Facebook, too.
Okay. Facebook. Is there a particular page
Central Neighborhoods Residents Alliance.
Central Neighborhoods Residents Alliance.
I know, it's a little mouthful.
on Facebook. But what about contact information for you, perhaps? Is that...
Oh, they can call me if they want to.
Yeah.
874-3932.
Love
to talk to people about it. There's so much going on. We've scratched the surface, really.
Okay, well, I think it's great. And there are a lot of things that need to be taken a little bit closer look at. So, yeah. Yeah, we've talked a little bit about that in the past, haven't we? All right, Christine Gardner, thank you very much, Christine. And once again, 1201 Grand Avenue, that's on August the 10th, a Saturday, the neighborhood get together to try to solve some problems in the local Columbia areas here, okay? All right, we are going to switch gears here in a minute, but let's play another song, I guess, and then we'll come back with our guests. We'll play one more from a record that was released. When was Sanguine released?
February.
Yeah. February of this year. And then the most recent one has come out just in July. But anyway, one more from Loose here, and then we'll come back and talk with a couple cats from the band. This one is called Wrong Way, one of my favorite songs from these guys and girls. And you're listening here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, back in just a few minutes.
Too long rocking.
There you go. There's one called Right Way from our guest this morning. They're called Loose Loose, and you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. My name is Mike Hagan, and let's get right to it and say hello to CJ and Zach and Jacob. How you guys doing this morning?
Howdy.
Hello.
Beautiful. Sure appreciate you coming down. Bring that mic up a little bit, Zach.
Bringing up the mic.
There you go. All right, gentlemen, what's happening this morning? I appreciate you coming down on early on a Friday. I know it's a little bit of a stretch to get in here, but I appreciate you making it.
Yeah, we're glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Right on. Okay, so for those unfamiliar, the band Loose Loose has been on this program a couple times in the past, most recently in March. So there are going to be people that are listening to the show that haven't heard you guys or aren't familiar. So for those that haven't heard of you or what you're about, maybe a little bit about the band.
Sure. We are a seven-piece band. I say that because we are a variety of styles. We typically try to stick to this one name called Future Soul.
Future Soul. I was going to ask you about that. That's on your description on Facebook. Yeah,
it is. It's kind of just something that we felt like was so broad yet kind of in the realm of what we do that we stuck with it. And also, none of the other ones seem to fit. So,
all right. And you've got seven members, you said. We've got three of you here. Let's talk a little bit about the makeup of the band and the instrumentation.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm Jacob. I play drums.
Yeah. Also do some DJing around town a little bit.
Yeah, I do DJ, yeah.
DJ Scales.
That's me. And not with us are Isaac, the bass player, Justin, the keyboard player, and our two vocalists, Simone Sparks and Jay Artist.
Both fantastic.
Yeah.
In fact, the whole band, super skilled players and great vocalists. So I think that's no news really to the people that have seen you. You guys have been making quite a bit of wave out there, and a lot of people enjoying it when they're seeing you live. So
thanks.
Is the seventh member new? I sort of remember only six.
Justin is the newest member. Uh-huh. It's not necessarily new. He's been with us. He was on our first, he was on Sanguine.
Okay. All right.
He's the newest member. But he's been in for a while now. So.
Okay. And the band has been together for a year and a half or so. I think Jacob was just saying that the first recording was called Space Lung, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, I think we released that in February of 2018.
Right.
You know, obviously we had been a band for a little bit before that. I think we recorded it maybe in December of 2017 or January of 2018.
Okay. All right. And CJ, you are a horn player?
Yes.
Right? What's your preferred, or do you play a whole bunch of different ones?
What's my preferred
horn?
Horn?
Yeah.
Oh, right now I play on a Carroll Brass. It's like a remake of a Martin Committee, which was like an old horn from I think the 40s.
And these are trumpets for people.
Trumpet. Yeah. And then I also play a flugelhorn. I think it's a Bach Strad.
I love the flugelhorn. So,
it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like to say it.
Yeah, same.
Legal one.
Reminds me of Dr. Seuss or something. So, all right. So, let's talk a little bit about upcoming shows. You guys have a big show tonight, and it is sponsored by that organization called SOFAR. I'm just learning about it. So, tell people about SOFAR and what's happening tonight.
Sure. SOFAR it stands for Sounds from a Room, and it is essentially an organization put on by volunteers, and it's kind of like a speakeasy concert, I guess, if you want to put it that way. You buy tickets ahead of time, but you don't know where the location is, and you don't even necessarily know who's playing. However, the bands that do play can post it on their accounts, so you just have to be following those bands to really know who's going to be there.
Okay.
So they don't announce the location until the day of, which is today. We are playing SOFAR tonight. Maybe the location will be dropped at some point on this radio station. I don't know. We'll see.
It's typically a much more like intimate experience for the people who come. Sometimes.
So it's not going to be at the Blue Note. It's not going to be at Rose. We know because there are other shows that are happening there. It'll probably be at a place that doesn't typically have music, maybe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a business or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long has this SOFAR project been going on? That's the first I've heard of it.
Sure. I don't actually
Which doesn't
know.
Mean that.
Well, in Colombia, it's only been like 6 months, but it's been around in other major cities for probably, I think, like a decade.
I think it started in the UK or something, right?
Wow. All right.
Maybe? I don't know.
All right, cool. So you have a SOFAR show tonight, and we're not going to say exactly where that is yet. And then you have one tomorrow night as well in St. Louis. Is that correct?
It's later on in August.
No, yeah.
16th. August 16th.
Oh, so a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. What else you got coming up? So tonight, I guess people have to pay attention to your social media or something. Does that make sense if they want to find out where it's at?
I'd say so, yeah, or the SOFAR social media.
They'll definitely post it on their Instagram story. That's where they did it the last couple times. Not sure where else they post it usually.
Yeah, the idea is that you kind of sign up and kind of like relinquish your, your fears about who it may be or where it may be. So you kind of like you buy the ticket, you know, trusting that these curators have put together a good show in a good location, and then the day of they tell you where it's going to be, and then I guess you get there and you realize who it's going to be, unless you already follow the bands.
All right.
So it's kind of like a fun mystery.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. All right, well, I might have to track you guys down and see where you're going to be at tonight. So,
I Let's just do it one time. I'm just going to say it one time where it is. And then that's it.
All right.
And so her and last so far
these
ever.
These tapes must be destroyed.
Okay, it's going to be at Pressed.
I didn't say anything.
That's it.
That's it. I hope you're listening. We had 1 second to catch that. All right, cool. What about other project or other shows coming up? You got anything else for before the end of summer here?
Yeah. We've got as the same weekend in St. Louis for the so far. We're playing the very next day at Del Mar Hall with Tonina. She's a St. Louis kind of R&B Latin vibe. She's really good. She's like a Berklee student. Just recently kind of graduated and started coming up in St. Louis as a pretty reputable artist.
And also the Knuckles, I think, are playing.
Yeah, and the Knuckles, they're a St. Louis hip-hop band.
All right, cool.
And then we're also going to be at Les Bourgeois on the 31st, the A-Frame.
Very good. Yes. Yeah, they've done a real good job with the concert series out there at Les Bourgeois this year. They started it last year, and they really, really kicked it up a notch this year. There have been some great shows out there.
Yeah. Cool.
Fantastic. When's that?
31st.
31st, okay. All right, well, cool. Let's talk a little bit about this new record that you guys just put out on July the 12th. It's called Candor, and let's talk about it a little bit.
So, I mean, it's the obviously our second EP of the year. It's the second installment in what we intend to be three EPs throughout 2019.
Cool.
And this one, you know, as opposed to Sanguine, which is very focused on themes of kind of love and relationships, and it's, you know, musically it's very sweet and very for the most part, you know, very kind of R&B and jazz influenced. This one is a lot darker. It's more focused on the idea of kind of a troubled mind, or obviously the word candor, you know, speaking with you know,
frankly,
with honesty and expressing yourself in an accurate way. I mean, we definitely used a lot of you know, some kind of electronic elements, a lot of production. We actually recorded it all for the first time ever. We recorded it all at our house.
Really?
Yeah. So we converted our whole jam room to a studio.
I think you were doing that, or in the process of doing that, the last time we talked. You guys were building it out.
That
I
sounds
think.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. So that was successful, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
It's up to them to decide, I guess.
Right. And a quick side note, and say hello to our friendly waste management folks out there in the alley.
Hello.
Hope you're all doing well this
morning.
Thanks
for everything you do.
Appreciate the banging of the drum out there. All right, let's play one then from your new record. What's MSTS stand for? Can we say it on the air?
We'll say part of it. Metaphysical, spacey, trippy, shh.
All right. Yeah. That's what we're going to hear right now. This is a new one from Loose Loose, only out for about a couple weeks now. It's from their new EP called Candor. You can find the record on Spotify, and I'm sure it's on other platforms. Let's talk a little bit about social media before we go to the song.
Yeah, it's all over the place. It's on, you could probably find it on some crazy Russian streaming site.
Is it on Napster?
It's on Napster.
Oh, yeah. Right on. Now you're legit if you're on Napster, for sure. Does LimeWire even still exist? Maybe that's still out there, too.
If it does, it's on there.
All right, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Stick around. At 10 o'clock, you've got the lovely Diana Moxon with Speaking of the Arts. And right now, we have the wonderful Loose Loose. This one is called MSTS. Back in a few minutes. It's KOPN Columbia.
pretend. Oh, that time was patient. Cause I've been walking alone a long time with no accommodations. Walking through a time period where I was taking my rhymes forsaken. And every past patience, swerving over toward to the fast lane. Closer to the shoulders trying to pass lanes. And I was trying to be fly, why so I can crash planes. I want to live a different yes, but on another level, chilling with a bad name. And old time running shit like my last name. Run a sign for the niggas new class again. We your ass with lanes and we your ass with fame. I'll probably be so irritated when they ask my name. And catch me rolling up in the grass with stains. I'm just trying to move forward, move past the pain. Might slow me down for a moment, then I'm back again. Working, moving fast again. Y'all already know my passion came. It ain't leaving at the name, so it's your time. Showtime, here we no time, here we go time. Hey, somebody told me that it's your time, your time. The sky. If I envision exterior visions outside my eyes design, and if I got one of a kind, is my insight explicitly blind to the disbelieving the facts that all mankind can physically fly. You see, my mind is spiritually high, my time be physically low, my prime is presently passing. I'm confined to spiritual growth, but I'm confined to living this time where all of the lines of limit elo. White lies, the lies of the white, I magnify the eyes with scopes for scopes. See why would they verbally lie? Maybe the mind's intolerable lie. All the sounds are beautiful, the things and all of the lacking of critical eye. The coward that liveth the lie defies the power that liveth inside. The coward that liveth the lie defies the power that liveth inside. Once I realize the limitation, education, missing, something real. Escape about the shell, forget about the shell. Is it hell, it's a hell, it's a hell.
Yeah, great new stuff here from Loose Loose. I got a few of the guys in the studio with me this morning. We've got CJ and Jacob and Zach from the band, and just heard a new one there. That one is called MSTS, and yeah, you guys, definitely a different feel from the last record.
Oh yeah.
I sure like it though. The production sounds great. I think that the studio thing must have worked out pretty well.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, so are you in the process of recording the third and final of 2019? You said you were hoping to have three of them released this year.
We're getting there, yeah. Definitely, right now we're in a pretty busy gigging stage. So this whole month is like super duper busy for us.
Right.
But yeah, we have definitely started talking about our schedule. It's going to be, I think, recorded over the next like 2 months or so.
Okay.
Hopefully, like tentatively October, November release.
All right. And is there going to be a new sort of theme for that record as well?
Yeah. It's going to kind of, they all kind of have this loose theme that they're semi-related to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely going to be kind of like a combination of the previous two EPs in a way. Mm-hmm. It's going to have its own sound as well, but it's going to have those elements of Sanguine that are a little more like sweet and still have the darkness
okay.
in there. So,
all right, cool. And are you guys all sticking around? I mean, I think if I remember correctly, some of you are in school in different places and things like that, or is everybody still sticking around here in Columbia?
We're all here. Justin is in, he's got a little bit of time left. I think he's doing doctor stuff at Mizzou, doctor school.
No, psychology.
Psychology, yeah.
Child psychology.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I got a couple of kids. I have no idea what's going on in their heads.
But yeah, you know, we've definitely still got some unfinished business in Columbia. We are looking, you know, unfortunately, like toward somewhere else, you know, like just a bigger city, mm-hmm. Eventually. But I mean, we're here for now.
Good. Good. Yeah. All right. Let's do a little bit of a rundown on what's happening tonight and tomorrow. This will only take a few minutes, but you guys feel free to chime in. A lot of times there are people here that are playing that I'm not familiar with. This one I am. Mark Chestnut will be playing tonight at the Blue Note for all you country fans. That'll be happening tonight. Doors at 7, 8 o'clock show. Mark Chestnut. Nothing happening at the Note tomorrow. Rose Music Hall tonight. We always have the Fried Crawdaddies on First Friday, so they'll be doing it up again. Had them here in the studio with me a few weeks ago and had a great time. Great musicians and guys that have been rocking it out for a long time here in Columbia.
Yeah.
So anyway, Fried Crawdaddies tonight. That's 5 to 7 down in Rose Park. And then later tonight you have the Undercover Jukebox featuring the Burney Sisters and special guest Bleach. Not familiar. Any of you guys?
Mm-hmm. I am no. not. No.
All right, so tomorrow at Rose, we've got Don't Mind Dying and the Comancheros. That's going to be a great show.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, in fact, I saw BC down at Clicks last night playing some darts after work,
mm-hmm.
and I promised him that I'd be in the front row for that show, so I'm definitely going to be down there because he doesn't believe me. He didn't think that I'll be there, but I'm going to do it now. Nice. Anyway, the Comancheros is a lot of fun, too. They call it heavy and western, but it's basically country music with a bunch of kick-ass guitars.
Yeah.
and some pretty damn good playing, too. Justin in particular, that kid can rock it. So.
Definitely.
Anyway, okay, Don't Mind Dying and the Comancheros tomorrow night at Rose. At Berlin, let's see what's happening. Private Party tonight, I'm not invited. Pineapple R&R and Hoot tomorrow night. How about you guys? Anybody familiar with Pineapple R&R or Hoot?
Those are some great names, but I
I like Pineapple R&R. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Okay, so that's tomorrow at Cafe Berlin. Roachport General Store tonight, Open Road. Tomorrow, Sea Rock City. Rock and Roll and Blues tonight and tomorrow at the Roachport store. That's always a lot of fun. Cooper's Landing. You know, they really need to up their website game at Cooper's. No offense to the guy, but you got a bunch of people that just took over that project. Hopefully they're working on the website. But as far as I can see, it looks like open mic with Dave Lineberry on Saturday at noon. Or, I'm sorry, at 1:30, but I'm sure there's something going on at Cooper's tonight, and I'm sure there's something going on there tomorrow night. It's just not posted on the website. So if you're playing at Cooper's tonight or tomorrow, give me a call here in the studio, 573-443-8255, and we'll let people know what's happening if you're playing out there, okay? Cooper's definitely making some moves out there, though, and hopefully things will get up to snuff. They're going to be putting a whole bunch of money in there and making a lot of changes. So, all right, let's see. The Station House at Catfish Katie's, Faded Youth. How about them? Anybody familiar with that? Faded Youth tonight, 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock at the Station House. And tomorrow, we got a couple shows at Catfish Katie's. Afternoon show from 2 to 4 with the Justin Lee Project. And tomorrow night, what do you think, Zach? You familiar?
Justin?
No.
From Lost in the Sauce?
No.
No?
Lost okay. in the Sauce.
Never mind.
Put them on my list. That's great. Anyway, Justin Lee Project tomorrow afternoon, 2 to 4 at Catfish Katie's. And then you got Violet and the Undercurrents tomorrow night. From 6 o'clock until 8. Of course, nice. A lot of people familiar with Violet and the band. Then you've got Norm Rubling playing a Sunday afternoon show. Nice. That'll be great, too. Norm can jam it. Okay, and I think it's First Friday. There's a lot of other things happening. At Fretboard Coffee, there's a guy named Sam Shin who plays the cello, if I remember correctly. He's a local guy. And I'm sure there are other things happening down there in the Arts District, but we'll let Miss Moxon bring you up to speed on all that stuff at... about an hour from now. Actually, Diana starts at 10 o'clock with Speaking of the Arts, but toward the end of her program, she'll do a more thorough rundown of things that are happening around town, probably for the next week in the arts areas, okay? All right, so Loose. Let's play another one here in a minute, but you seen anything good lately? Any bands that you've been impressed with?
We played a show, a dismal niche fundraiser with Nevada Green.
Was that last week?
It was like two Sundays ago, I think.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you know, I've known the dudes in that band for a little while, and Matt Crook is obviously a good friend, great dude, and a great festival organizer. But it was my first time seeing Nevada Green, and it was really, really beautiful. It was something else, like cool. Kind of ambient Americana.
Yeah.
Where was it at? Where was that before?
It was at Berlin.
At Cafe Berlin.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Cool. What about you guys? Same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for
I was
sure.
at that show. It was beautiful. I had heard one of the other guys before has another group called Lake Mary.
Uh-huh.
And they do kind of the same thing. It's a little more on the acoustic side. But they played last year at the Stevens Chapel. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I saw a show there when they... I forget, there was something maybe 6 months ago. I saw Ray Fitzgerald there, but there was also a gentleman from New York who was a great guitar player and songwriter with a real sort of high falsetto voice. Tommy something or other, maybe?
Mm. Well...
Anyway, real neat place to see a show, though. Beautiful acoustics in there.
Very beautiful. Yeah. But they had a show there like at 9 a.m. Huh. at the Experimental Music Festival. And it was like the day after they had the party for the festival. So was up late the night before, got up early and went to the chapel and saw the show. And it was like meditation, exactly what I needed. Somebody was playing the banjo with a bow.
Whoa.
And it was like one of the most beautiful sounds I've ever heard.
That is awesome. All right, hey, you guys, let's take a second here and say hello to, I got a feeling it's my friend Justin Hickerson, but let's make sure and say welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
This is Mike Hagan. Welcome to the Justin Hickerson Radio Show.
That's more like it. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm good. I'm really enjoying the show this morning, by the way, too. It's got me feeling, I don't know, how do you say it? Loose.
Well, I know you sent me a note and said that you liked that one song. I'm not sure which one it was, though. Which one were you talking about?
The second one you played. I was actually shaking my booty on my lawnmower.
Oh, that was one that's called... nice. Wasn't Feel the Love, was it?
MSTS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it was Feel the Love because I started... No, it was Wrong Way.
Wrong Way.
It was Wrong Way. I started off with Feel the Love, then we played Wrong Way, and then we just played MSTS.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I like it too.
Yeah. Justin, what do you got going this weekend? You guys playing any music?
Yeah, I was actually calling in response to your public cry there. The Ridge Runners are actually playing at Cooper's Landing tonight.
Oh, I knew there had to be someone there, but they don't have a list.
Of us.
All right, great. Well, who are you missing?
Noel Feldman. His parents are in from, I believe, from New York City this weekend, so he's going to be doing parent stuff, but me and Tim and Josh are gonna, Josh Rong and Tim Carey and myself,
awesome,
are gonna be honking some music.
All right, so Cooper's tonight. You got the Ridge Runners. What time is that show?
7:30. 7:30 until, I'm assuming, until the sun goes down, or 9 o'clock, until they kick us out or pay us.
That's it, too.
All right.
There you go.
All right, my friend. Well, good. What else? Anything else going on?
Well, just a real quick, some new things going on with Paul Weber and the Scrappers last night. We were working on some different vocal techniques, and we came up with a combination of scatting and yodeling. We call it scrotaling.
I'm not sure if you're being honest or not, or if it's for real, but I want to hear it. Maybe you'll have some scrotaling on the new record that we're going to talk about on the 16th.
Yeah, we're trying to basically alienate all of our listeners.
That's the way to do it.
It's going to be hard. You know, you got some hardcores out there. They like you enough that they might stick around for it, so.
Yeah, I think they're all old and deaf, though.
Well, yeah, if they're all in my league, that's about right. Anyway, yeah, Paul Weber and the Scrappers' new record coming out. Is it actually going to be released on the 16th?
On the 9th.
Or the 18th, 19th, actually. The 18th.
Yeah, 18th.
Yeah, Sunday.
That's Sunday. And August, that's also 18th. At Cooper's Landing with Willie T. Taylor. That's going to be a fun show.
That will be a fun show. Willie T. and Weber and the Scrappers. You know, I think, is Noah Earl maybe playing that bill as well? I ran into him yesterday, and I think he's going to come down here on the 16th and hang out with us when you guys are down here, but I got a feeling that Paul might have called him and invited him to play at that show. Maybe I'm making this up.
I mean, I'm just a drummer. I'm lucky I know where we're playing and when, so I have no idea who's going to show up, though.
All right, fair enough, my friend. You got anything going later tonight? You know, it's First Friday, it was happy hour and all that stuff.
I mean, if I can get away from Cooper's early enough, I may go mill around downtown.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah, I forgot.
No set in stone plans.
All right. Well, how's the grass mowing?
It's mowing. It's always mowing.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what else to say about that. This has been the busiest summer I've had.
Well, that's all right. That means your business is doing pretty well. So.
Yeah, everything's green.
All right, my friend. Well, it's good to talk to you, and we'll catch up to you sometime soon.
All right, cool. We'll see you, Mike. Take care. Enjoying the show too, dudes.
Right, see you. Thank you. Loose.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Bye, Justin. That's the wonderful Justin Hickerson, my troubadour drummer friend and the Grassmaster. That's what I call him. Anyway, you can catch him with the Ridge Runners and also Paul Weber and the Scrappers, and also he plays with the Daves. And I should have asked him about, there's another project that him and Josh Wrong are involved in, but it hasn't been given a name yet, I don't think. Anyway, we're back here with my friends Loose, and we've got a few more minutes to chat. What about a dream lineup? If you guys could play with any couple of different artists or bands, who would you kind of consider? I just had somebody send me a note and asked to ask you that.
Nice.
So.
Wow.
Glassbird,
let's see.
Would be one for sure.
Yeah, you know, probably the Beatles.
Paul. Paul, if you're listening, we're open to a double headline.
Paul is dead, though.
Yeah. So he is listening. Well, we do have, you know, I mean, on some inside scoop stuff, we have one of our dream lineups actually secretly happening.
Cool.
This has not been announced yet. But you know, last year we had a successful Halloween show called Tight Tight Fright Night.
Okay.
It was like sold out rows. It was a great show. This year I think people should expect the sequel.
Round two.
All, yeah, right. Tight Tight Fright Night 2. I can I say,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's us and Violent the Undercurrents.
Oh, awesome.
Double headlining. Yeah, so awesome. They've been good friends of ours. We've been involved in their Compass Camp for a couple years.
Yeah,
great people. And
yeah, Phil Sean's one of my favorites. She's a great drummer, and she's also a good friend of mine for years.
Yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. They're all amazing. But yeah, so that one, you know, it's not officially announced, but you know, whatever.
All right.
Sounds
good.
Well, it's on Halloween,
and that'll be here before you know it. You
yeah,
know,
that's
we're
true.
We're already into August, so a couple months from now, that'll be fun.
Yep.
All right, cool. What about other projects? You guys seem to be very busy with your own stuff. Are any of you involved in other projects?
Nothing specifically like happening. I think we're all kind of working on our own stuff in a way.
Yeah, this has been taking up quite a bit of focus.
So. Yeah, this is kind of the main thing at the moment.
Yeah, okay. I'm also in Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys as well, and we're also ramping up some new tunes, doing some songwriting, and just released a single on Spotify called Cannonball.
I actually did the video for that song.
So it's a family affair here.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, Austin's going to be here on the 30th. Yeah, so 4 weeks from today, Austin Jones and anybody else in the band who's who's available, certainly welcome to come down.
I might pop by.
That'd be great. I'd love it if you did.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to play one more when we roll out of here, and it's called Grain, and I think that's an instrumental. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, and it's about a good 7 minutes long, so we're not going to start it quite yet, but we'll I want to hear that in its entirety. It's a great song, and it really shows off some of the instrumental skills of the people in the band here. And let's sort of wrap it up, though. We got Loose tonight, and we're not going to say where it is. We said one time, and you can find out easily enough, though, I imagine, if you just kind of keep your eyes on the social media scene. I'm sure Instagram, etc.
So far.
And if people are interested in getting in touch with you, what's the best way to find you guys on the web? And I'm sure it's all the social media platforms, etc.
Yeah, Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, email. Send us a message.
Something.
Yeah, I mean, we love to hear from people. You know, it's always really a good way to brighten our day.
It is. You know, it's funny because even though I'm not a musician, I get email sometimes about the show, you know, or whatever, and who was on the show or this or that. And I'm thrilled every time I get a note from somebody that says, oh, that was so cool when you had so-and-so, and that was a great song, or what was the name of that song, and whatever. So, fantastic. All right, well, you guys are jamming, and I'm real happy for you, and I hope it continues, the success. The new record's awesome.
Thank you.
The show tonight, I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. Maybe I'll sneak my way up there. I always make too many commitments. I was saying I'm going to be here, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be everywhere. I end up in bed by 10 o'clock half the time, you know. So anyway, awesome stuff, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, everybody, that's Loose. You can catch them tonight at beep, and you'll have to find that out for yourself. In the meantime, we're going to get one more here from them in before the end of the show. It's called Grain. Come on back next week. We will have The Sweaters with me. And the week after that, Paul Weber and the Scrappers. Then we've got on the 23rd, who's going to be here? Lou Nevins. Yeah, fantastic musician who's been around town for many, many years and done some great, great projects. So anyway, stick around for Diana. And speaking of the arts, it's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOP on Columbia. Thanks to Loose for coming down. Great music from them. Here's one right now called Grain.